In a feisty televised debate, the US Democratic presidential contenders Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have clashed on issues as diverse as Wall Street banks, gun control, and the minimum wage. The debate comes 5 days before delegate-rich New York State holds its primary. From the city of New York, Nick Bryant.
The Brooklyn-born senator questioned his rival's judgment for supporting the Iraq war and also for her ties with Wall Street. The former Secretary of State hit back over his claim she's unqualified to be president.
I've been called a lot of things in my life. That was a first.
Hillary Clinton has lost 7 of the last 8 contests, though still the strong front-runner. She could do with a victory in the state she used to serve as senator.
The Supreme Court in Brazil has rejected a government request to suspend a vote in the National Congress on whether to impeach President Dilma Rousseff. Ms. Rousseff has been accused of massaging the budget figures before elections in 2014. She's denied the allegations. An attempt by North Korea to launch a missile to mark the birthday of the country's founder, Kim Il-sung, has failed. The South Korean news agency said the abortive launch off the east coast of the North had involved an intermediate-range ballistic missile. Steve Evans is monitoring events in Seoul.
Intermediate-range missiles were being manoeuvred on the ground in North Korea. And these have a longer range than the previous missiles, a range maybe as far as Guam, the US base on the island in the Pacific. The test seems to have failed, but it indicates, or it would indicate, that Kim Jong-un is anxious to test longer and longer range missiles.
At least 9 people were killed in the strong earthquake which struck southern Japan on Thursday. Most of the victims came from the town of Mashiki, where an apartment building collapsed and many houses were damaged. Nationwide, more than 40,000 people had to leave their homes, but some are now returning, despite frequent aftershocks. The Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, said the government had mobilized police, firefighters and troops for rescue operations. World News from the BBC. A judge in the U.S. state of Connecticut has ruled that a court case against the manufacturer of the weapon used in the Sandy Hook school shootings can go ahead. 20 school children and 6 teachers were killed when Adam Lanza opened fire in December 2012 with a semi-automatic rifle bought by his mother. Latest figures published in Beijing show China's economy grew by 6.7% in the first quarter of the year, the lowest rate of expansion since the depths of the financial crisis in 2009. But the figure was in line with the Chinese government's growth target and with forecasts by analysts. Stephen McDonnell reports from Beijing.
Overproduction, company debt, and a cooling local housing market are all taking their toll on the world's second largest economy. Chinese policymakers are trying to manage a gradual slowdown with minimal social disruption. This involves shifting millions of workers out of the steel, coal, and other heavy industries. The government is pinning its hopes on an expansion in services and consumption, yet some critics claim China's real GDP growth is much lower than official statistics would suggest.
Human rights groups are urging the government of Australia to do more to cut the number of Aborigines going to prison. Aborigines make up 27% of the prison population, a figure that's nearly doubled over the past 25 years. This is in spite of a report from 1991 in which a government-appointed commission called for sweeping reforms to improve the plight of Aborigines in jail. The Formula One driver Fernando Alonso has been cleared to drive in this week's Chinese Grand Prix, just 4 weeks after surviving a spectacular crash. The Spaniard sustained fractured ribs when his McLaren car flipped over twice before slamming into a barrier during the Australian Grand Prix last month. Alonso said it was the biggest crash of his career. BBC News.